Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, July 16th. You're listening to Seeking Alpha, the leader in market news and analysis. I'm Rena Scherbel, and this is Wall Street Breakfast. Our top stories today. Europe's top court invalidates Privacy Shield. Hackers hijack Twitter, and equities pull back. Leading today's news. In a major case surrounding data privacy, Europe's top court has invalidated the Privacy Shield, an EU-US framework used to transfer personal data across the Atlantic. The ruling came in a clash between Facebook and Austrian privacy activist Max Schrems, who has challenged the tech giant's handling of EU citizens' data ever since Edward Snowden's spying revelations in 2013. While the ruling does not mean an immediate halt to all data transfers outside the EU, the court upheld the validity of standard contractual clauses to processors established in third countries. Scrutiny over data transfers will be ramped up. A new system may also have to be implemented, which guarantees that Europeans' data is afforded the same EU standard of privacy protection in the US. In other market news, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey tweeted, "Tough day for us at Twitter. We all feel terrible this happened." This following a day where hackers hijacked some of the platform's top accounts in an attempt to siphon Bitcoin from their social media followers. The breach specifically targeted verified badge accounts, or blue checks, including Bill Gates, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett, Joe Biden, President Obama, Kim Kardashian, and Kanye West. What happened? Twitter says it detected a coordinated social engineering attack by people who successfully targeted some of our employees with access to internal systems and tools, Twitter said in a statement. Twitter is down nearly 6% pre-market. Following a record first quarter in which a homebound audience saw Netflix add nearly 16 million new subscribers, all eyes are on the streamer's Q2 earnings report, which will be released after the close. Steve Barenberg of Northlake Capital Management said, "Subscriber growth is key, then margins, then free cash flow. And don't forget forward-looking guidance." While Netflix has said it expects 7.5 million global paid net additions this time around, recent analyst estimates have put the number as high as 12 to 15 million. As for earnings, consensus forecasts the EPS of $1.83, up 60 cents from a year earlier, and revenues of just over $6 billion, a nearly 24% increase year over year. Global markets are sliding after a vaccine-induced rally, with the Dow and S&P 500 futures off 0.7% and contracts tied to the Nasdaq down 1.6%. Data overnight showed that China's economy grew just over 3% in annual terms in Q2, following a 6.8% contraction in the previous quarter, though that data failed to excite investors. On the U.S. economic calendar, weekly jobless claims reported today are expected to decline for the 15th week in a row to 1.25 million, while retail sales are forecast to have jumped 5% in June. It will also be a busy day for earnings as Bank of America, Morgan Stanley, Johnson & Johnson, and Netflix release quarterly results. Coronavirus updates: Johns Hopkins University said late Wednesday that 67,632 cases of COVID-19 had been reported in the U.S. over the past 24 hours, marking a new national record. The European Central Bank is all but certain to keep policy on hold today after a series of extraordinary moves. Asset purchases are also forecast to remain steady, though there is a chance the central bank could tinker cash deposit rules to help lenders cope with the pain of negative interest rates. Many are also seeking clarity on whether the ECB plans to spend all of its 1.3 trillion euro pandemic emergency purchase program or exit early if Europe's recovery beats expectations. The U.S. is imposing sanctions on some employees of Chinese tech companies like Huawei over their role in providing material support to the Chinese Communist Party regime that commits human rights abuses. Companies impacted by today's action include Huawei, an arm of the CCP's surveillance state that censors political dissidents and enables mass internment camps in Xinjiang, and the indentured servitude of its population shipped all over China, said Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He added, "Telecommunications companies around the world should consider themselves on notice. If they are doing business with Huawei, They are doing business with human rights abusers. The Oil and Gas Climate Initiative, a group of the world's top oil companies that aims to accelerate the industry response to climate change, have for the first time set targets to cut their combined greenhouse gas emissions as a proportion of production. The average carbon intensity of their aggregated upstream oil and gas operations will be reduced to between 20 and 21 kilogram of CO2 BOE by 2025 from a collective baseline of 23 kilogram CO2e BOE in 2017, while the goals could be extended to other sectors like LNG and refining in the future. This initiative includes BP, Chevron, CNPC, Equinor, Exxon, Occidental Petroleum, Eni, Petrobras, Repsol, Saudi Aramco, Shell, and Total, which together account for over 30% of the world's oil and gas production. Owing more than 50,000 creditors, around $6.1 billion, California's top oil driller has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, kicking off what could turn into the next wave of collapses. While California Resources has received a commitment of more than $1 billion in debtor-in-possession financing, it joins more than 200 oil explorers that have filed for court protection since 2015. Denbury Resources and Noble Corporation missed their July debt payments, and Chaparral Energy has asked lenders for more time, setting them on course for a possible default. Fiat Chrysler and Peugeot will become Stellantis after their merger is complete early next year. The name, with roots in the Latin verb stello, meaning to brighten with stars, is inspired by, quote, this new and ambitious alignment of storied automotive brands and strong company cultures that in coming together are creating one of the new leaders in the next era of mobility. Despite the difficulties from the COVID-19 pandemic, the two car makers said they are pressing ahead with a combination, and the deal is still on track to close in early 2021. Other market headlines to watch for on Seeking Alpha. Crude inventory draw in OPEC Plus tapers output cuts. Walmart requires all U.S. customers to wear face coverings. Amazon extends work-from-home order until January 8th. Confirmed, Dell explores spinoff of VMware stake. American Airlines warns 25,000 employees about potential job cuts. Virgin Galactic brings in Disney veteran as new CEO. As of 6:20 a.m. today, the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, crude, Bitcoin, and gold are all down. Look for retail sales report at 8:30 a.m. Eastern.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.